Mark, you have an adjuvant case?
It's really a neoadjuvant case, if you don't mind.
Sure,
it's
yeah,
another
that's
primary
great.
Breast cancer. This is a 49-year-old premenopausal patient who presented with a 9-centimeter invasive lesion and palpable left axillary lymphadenopathy. She had a lot of edema in the breast, but no erythema, so there were no true sort of clinical inflammatory changes by examination. She had a staging evaluation consisting of CT scans of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis, and a bone scan, as well as panels of serum chemistries, etc., and there was no evidence of any distant metastasis. So this is a true locally advanced clinical presentation.
She was working?
Yeah, working and fit otherwise, and otherwise health conscious, I would say, and really was neglectful only on this issue with regard to her overall health. She otherwise, you know, had been to doctors for annual checkups in the past and things like that, but really was fearful of what she might find seeking medical attention here.
Did she express any sense of remorse for not having come in?
Not really, because I think deep down she knew all along what it probably was. And in this case, really, I think since she knew deep down what it was even before she had the diagnostic evaluation, it didn't come as any shock or surprise to her what the results were, and by that time she already had some resolution in her mind that she was destined to have to face up to this.
Brian, any observation on this type of presentation?
We see it quite often. In fact, I've got fairly high accrual on one of Dennis's and Mark's neoadjuvant studies, and part of that is simply because we're seeing quite a few locally advanced tumors of the order of 3, 5, 6 centimeters. And these are sort of split neal between those who do delay and those who have really rapidly advancing tumors. I mean, we've got a lady that we saw a couple of weeks ago who got delayed over Christmas with treatment and over the holidays, whose tumor has gone from 4 to almost 6 centimeters just in like 2-3 week period. They're split between people who genuinely delay and those who it's rapidly growing.
Now, this patient was in good health besides this?
Excellent health otherwise, yeah.